Okay, Lamed Amar Aleph. We're starting from the Mishnah. Gimel Dvarim Tzarachon Lomer Self Beis Erev Shabbos and Chashek. There are three things that a person needs to say in his house Erev Shabbos right before dark. He says, Esartim, did you take off all the Meiser? Eravtim, did you do all the Erevs that we need to do? Right? Any type of Erev that we might need, an Erev Techumen, an Erev Chatzeres, Havliko is in there. Did you light the candles as well? Seva Chashecha, Semet Chashene Chashecha. If you're not sure if it got dark or not, Ema Asrin is Vade, then you can't take Meiser off stuff that's Vade. Tevel Vimapilin is a Kilin, and you can't be Tovel. And you can't light candles in and you can't light candles. Abama Asrin is a Demai, but you could take Meisra off of Demai, which is something which we know Chum was taken off. We're not sure if the Ami Aratzim took Meisra off any of it. And Ma'arvim Atomin is Chaman. You could also do an Eruv, right? Certain types of Eruvs, because Eruvs are all Durabanans as well. And Tomin is Chaman. You could do Tamun for something that's Chamin, like hot water or hot cholent or anything like that. You could do Hatmana and put it into something that insulates. Where do we learn this from? You should know that there's peace in your tent and you should check your area so that you do not sin. So that's why you should say, even though the Rabbanan say you're supposed to do it, you have to say it nicely so that they'll accept it from him. Ravashi says, I never heard that statement of Rabbi Rav Huna. I was makayim it misvara logically. Right? It says three things that a person needs to say in his house. So, okay, so Erev Shabbos, right before dark. Im chashecha in, right before dark, yeah. If it's a suffix, whether it got dark, no, don't do it. But then it says, you could make an Erev. So wait a second, are you allowed to or are you not allowed to? Are you allowed to make an Erev or not? So we have a simon over here again, Begufya Zimra Tzipra Bachapla Timilsa. So we say the first answer is like this. So you can only do Miba'od Yom in Erev Tchumen, because walking outside the 2,000 Amos, but a suffix is Erev Chatzeres. And the reason why is because the Tchum might be a Dil Raisa, while the Erev Chatzeres is for sure Durabanan. Although we say over here that Tchumen is based on it, the Erev itself is for sure Durabanan, there's no question about that whatsoever. There could be there's a difference in how the Erev of the Tchumen is based on versus the Erev Chatzeres, which is just a Chumra Ba'alma, because it's Rishus Yachad, Rishus Yachad. Bamarava, Amr Lo Shnaim, Tseva Arva Linu La'achar, Echad, Tseva Arvelenu. If they say to two people, Tseva Arvelenu, go and be Ma'ariv for us, Le'echad, Irvelam Mibodiyom, Le'echad, Irvelam Benashmashos, one of them he made the Erev while it was still day Friday, and the other one he made Benashmashos, Zesh Irvelam Mibodiyom, Nechalei Ruva Benashmashos, he could eat his Erev Benashmashos during that time, Zesh Irvelam Benashmashos, Nechalei Ruva Meshechashecha, he could eat it only after it gets dark, but not during Benashmashos itself, Shneim Kana Erev, right? So both of them were Kona, their Erev, Manashach, E Benashmashos Yumamu, if Benashmashos is during the day, Basra Likni, so then good. Then the Basra Likni, the last guy, he was Koneh, Kamala Likni, and the first guy did not. Viv Benishmashos Lil Yehu, Kamala Likni, Basra Likni, and if Benishmashos is night, well, the first guy was Koneh's Erev, and the second guy was not. Benishmashos Sveiku was Sveiku Rabban Lakula, and therefore, since Sveiku Rabban Lakula, we're all going to be going Lakula, we don't have to worry about any of that. So therefore, again, when it comes to Erev Chatzeres during this time, we're going to say that it's going to be a suffix. The Erev Tchumen will say Mibod Yom, it's right there. However, if you put his Erev all the way at the end, they're both Kona the Erev, and each one is over there. Nonetheless, we say Sveikat Rabban Lakula, and therefore, in most normal cases, we'll try to say Sveikat Rabban Lakula. Two dots. Amar Rava. Why did they say that you can't do Atmana? By something that does not add on any type of heat. You know, something like, I guess you could say like a blanket. Rashi says like wool or mochen or threads or anything like that, right? Mishachashecha after it gets dark. So we say gzera shem yartiach, and there's a gzera. And the reason why is because shema yartiach, maybe you'll come to boil something and make something super hot and put it inside there where it is going to raise its heat. Amalei vayihachi ben hashmashos namin exerts, he makes the gzera for both after dark and ben hashmashos. Amalei stam kederos roskol sen. Most kederos are already boiling. And therefore, some ben hashmashos, that's when you can put them, you know, you can remove them from the fire and you don't have to worry that maybe it's going to cool down or anything like that. We're not worried about something like that. We're not worried that you're going to actually boil it. Why can't you do hatmana with something that's mosif hevel, like something that's going to add on to the heat, even during the day itself? Well, we have a gzera because we're afraid you're going to come to do hatmana inside types of ashes that have a coal inside there, and the coal is going to make it all much hotter. Why can't you do that? Because you're not meaning to do it, right? In a kol, it's during the day anyway. So it's a gzera. You might come to be machate b'chol. You might come to move around the coals at night. Tanurbanan. We have two dots. Benash marshal suffik min yom suffik min alayla. Suffik kulam min yom suffik kulam min alayla. We have a suffik if it's of the day or of the night, meaning if it's part, or if it's entirely day or entirely night. Matilin rasol l'chomra shnei yom, and therefore we make it the chumra of both days, right? It has the chumra of day and a chumra of night, and whatever we need. Ve'ezo benash marshal. What is benash marshal? Tishkach hamakol zman shupnei mezrach ma'adimin. When the sun sets, as long as the east side is still red. Hichsif atachton, if it darkens in the bottom, v'luchsav elyon, but not the top, benash marshal. Hichsif elyon, v'luchsav atachton, if the top starts to get dark and it becomes equal to what's below it, zeh laila. That's actual night of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Nechami Omer. Rabbi Nechami says, "Kedusha halda mishtishka chamachatzi mil." So you can walk after shkia for half a mil. Rabbi Yosi Omer ben Ashmos Karavayim. Ben Ashmos is actually the blink of an eye. Zeh nechem zeh yotze. As soon as it goes in, it goes out. V'yef shalom alav. There's no way to really define exactly what it is. Okay, so we have three opinions right here: Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechami, and Rabbi Yosi. What Ben Ashmos says, Omer Mar. Rabbi Nechami is that Rabbi Yosi is definitely the quickest, right? Rabbi Nechami and Rabbi Yehuda are quick, are close to each other. Omer Matilin Rosol Lachomer Shnei Yom. We give the chumra both days. What halacha does that teach? Rahuna Brei Rabbi Shua Leinian Tuma regarding Tuma. Can we learn a Mishnah Rosh and Yom Ben Hashmashos? If you see Ziva 2 days during Ben Hashmashos, Sava Lutuma or Lakorban, it's a suffix whether you're just Tame or whether you just have a Korban, or really if you're Tame in the first place, because it could have been 1 day altogether. Lakorban, Ra Yom Echa Ben Hashmashos, you see 1 day Ben Hashmashos, Sava Lutuma, it's just a suffix for Tuma itself. Hagufa Kasha, Marta Ezo Ben Hashmashos, Tishka Hamakos, Han Shavin Ezrach Ma'adimin. You're just going to say from sunset, as long as the face of the east is still red, that means that if it darkens in the bottom but not on top, so it's nighttime. But then you wrote, both of those times are considered, but if the top starts getting as dark as night, as the bottom, that's when we call it nighttime. Rav Yosef, Rav Yudom, Rav Shmuel, Halikatani. This is what we mean to say. Mishtishka achama kol zman shpinei ezrach ma'adimin yom. When the sun sets, as long as the east side is red, then it's day. Hichzav atanav lizav elyon, if the bottom becomes red, but not the top, or dark, then it's benesh mashos. Hichzav elyon, v'hishol atachtum, but if the top becomes equal to the bottom, then it's laila. Bezol atamayo, everybody goes according to the reasoning. De'emar, we have a statement. Shir benesh mashos bekama, how much is benesh mashos? Rabbah, Rav Yudom, Rav Shmuel, shlosh techalki mil. It's 3/4 of a mil. My gimel chalki mil, what does that mean? Elam, it's also palgi mil. If it's 3/2 of a mil, name mil mechza, that's a mil and a half. El tosa tilsi mil, if it's 3/3 of a mil, name a mil, then that's a mil. El tosa rive mil, it must be 3/4 of a mil, however long it takes to walk 3/4 of a mil, give or take around 12 minutes. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yudom, Rav Shmuel, shnei chalki mil, it's 2 portions of a mil, my shnei chalki mil. Again, according to Shmuel, what does shnei chalki mil mean? Right? Again, this is Rav Yosef's version of Shmuel. So, elim etrei palgi mila, if you're going to say 2/2 of a mil, name a mil, just say a mil. El etrei rive mil, if it's 2/4 of a mil, name a chatzi mil, just say half a mil. Ella must be trey tilsi mil, must be 2/3 of a mil. Maybe now, what's the difference between Rabba and Rav Yosef's version of Shmuel? So you can palga de danka v'chilufa b'chalasa. So the difference between them is going to be that palga de danka, half of a sixth, and chilufa b'chalasa, and it's a little bit different when it comes to being walking in stand, it's in sand itself. So palga de danka is 1/12 of a mil. Again, half of a sixth, so 1/12 of a mil. Rabba is 3/4 of a mil. That's 9/2 of a sixth. And the shir of Yosef is shmona palgi danka. So that's what we say over here. So it's 1/12. And the chilufa, it's the opposite. Rabba and Yosef argue the opposite when it comes to sand. Down Rabba chalsa bas trei kuri, right? When it comes to because each one is going to be there. So again, when I said chalsa, I'm sorry. Chalsa refers to the kiveris that we mentioned all the way up above on chasim and aleph. Chalsa bas trei kuri, if you have a kiveris, that's 2 kor large, shari l'taltula, you'd be allowed to carry it. Bas chalsa kuri also l'taltula, but 3 kors, it would be aser to carry it. Right, it's too much. It doesn't have a Torah's kli anymore. It's considered almost like an area. Rav Yosef bat Slosa Kuri Namishari, it's 3, is still mutter. That's Arba Kuri is also. But once it hits 4, that's when it's going to be also because it's going to be considered too big. We'll stop right there. 5 lines, 6 lines down on Lamed Hamad Aleph.